State of the Church Today, Issue 2, June 9, 2026. A weekly digest of Southern Baptist, Reformed, and broader theological news, curated for pastors and elders. Orlando is in session. More than 11,000 messengers are gathered for the SBC annual meeting, with Al Mohler's Truth and Unity Amendment, a contested presidential race, and an immigration resolution that quietly drops the convention's old path to status language, all set to be decided this week. Next, SBC and Convention Watch. The annual meeting is underway in Orlando. More than 11,000 messengers convened June 9th to 10th at the Orange County Convention Center. Executive Committee CEO Jeff York told trustees the leadership wants to focus on missions, a deliberate pivot away from a decade of headlines about decline, internal disputes, and the abuse crisis. Mohler's Truth and Unity Amendment reaches the floor. The amendment would bar churches that affirm, appoint, or endorse women as pastors, and specifically names women who preach. Two prior runs, the Law and Sanchez Amendments, cleared a majority but fell short of the two-thirds bar. Even if this one passes, it needs a confirming vote in 2027 to take effect. The vote is the week's flashpoint. Presidential race collides with the abuse reform debate. Willie Rice, Clearwater, Florida, and Josh Powell, Taylor's, South Carolina, are the announced nominees. Both have publicly minimized the SBC's abuse crisis. Rice has called the convention's response overblown, a posture that has drawn sharp pushback from survivors and reform advocates, even as plans for a national database of abusive pastors have been largely abandoned. Immigration resolution drops the path to status language. On immigration, human dignity, and the rule of law affirms lawful immigration enforcement and rejects both nativism and amnesty, but, unlike past SBC statements, makes no mention of a path to legal status. It follows the ERLC's exit from the evangelical immigration table last fall. IMB to commission 63 missionaries and seek a budget boost. The International Mission Board will recognize 63 new missionaries and ask messengers to approve a $2 million plus annual increase. If adopted, 51% of the total SBC budget would go to missions, the tangible side of the leadership's force for good framing. Next, Reformed and Confessional. PCA's Christian Nationalism Committee files a partial report ahead of Louisville. The Ad Interim Committee on Christian Nationalism has submitted a partial report into the General Assembly Supplement, 2 weeks before the 53rd GA convenes June 22nd to 26th in Louisville. The open question is whether the committee brings recommendations to the floor or asks for more time, a bellwether for how the PCA will handle the theonomy/nationalism conversation. Confessional Baptist Calendar. For Reformed Baptist elders tracking the associations, the Confessional Baptist Association met May 5th to 7th on a Spurgeon theme, and the Reformed Baptist Network's General Assembly is set for September 21st to 23rd in McKinney, Texas, with Joel Beek speaking. Next, Theology and Doctrine. The civil disobedience debate keeps running through evangelical writing. In what some have dubbed the Year of the Bible, evangelicals continue to argue over politics, the limits of obedience to the state, and when faithfulness requires resistance, a debate that maps closely onto the same fault lines now playing out at the SBC and in the PCA's nationalism study. Worth reading before it lands in your own congregation's conversations. Next, culture and church state. Church autonomy heads back to the Supreme Court. In U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops v. O'Connell, the justices are weighing whether to take up how far the First Amendment's church autonomy doctrine reaches, specifically, whether it is an immunity from suit, shielding a church from intrusive discovery, or merely a defense to liability after the fact. 15 amicus briefs urged review. The practical stakes are wide. Any congregation facing litigation over internal governance could be affected by where the court draws the line. Pentagon narrows its recognized religions list after backlash. The Defense Department revised its list of recognized faith groups, paring it to roughly 30 after an earlier move to drop more than 175 drew outcry, a development with real consequences for military chaplaincy and religious accommodation. Next, also worth noting, Bethel Church announces sweeping accountability reforms. Months after suspending a top leader over a sexual assault allegation, the Redding, California megachurch said in a late May letter that it will deplatform Todd Bentley, Mike Bickle, Sean Bowles, and Bob Hartley, reshape its conferences, and bring in outside consultants to review its governance and culture. A notable case study in how a charismatic network church is handling accountability under public scrutiny. Phoenix Seminary to be acquired by Biola University. The two schools announced an acquisition that folds Phoenix Seminary into Biola. One more sign of the consolidation pressures reshaping evangelical theological education. A marriage vote in the PC, USA. As polyamory gains cultural visibility, the mainline Presbyterian Church, USA, faces a vote touching its understanding of monogamy. A reminder of how differently the confessional and mainline branches of Presbyterianism are moving. Next, for the Elder's Desk. Three of this week's threads are really the same thread. A convention debating who may stand in the pulpit, the Supreme Court weighing how far courts may reach into a church's internal life, and a megachurch reckoning with leaders it should have removed sooner. Each is about authority and accountability. Who guards the church, and who guards the guardians? It is tempting to want the first without the second. Clear doctrinal lines drawn boldly, but no hard look inward. A question for your elders this week. Are we as eager to hold ourselves accountable in finances, in conduct, in how we treat the vulnerable, as we are to defend our convictions in public? The flock can tell the difference. That's this week's State of the Church Today. Forward it to a fellow elder.